the most peculiar of all the birds in the world is also one of the coolest. The pheasant-sized Hoatzin, a bird of the swamps, riparian forests, and mangroves of the Amazon and the Orinoco Delta in South America, is the only species in the family Opisthocomidae, named for the Greek, wearing long hair behind, referring to the long feathers that form its funky, loose crest. Hoatzins are unique in several ways. Unlike virtually all birds, they efficiently digest leaves, which comprise over 80% of their total diet. They're specialized for digesting them in their foregut by fermentation in a way fairly similar to that of mammalian ruminants. But instead of a multi-chambered stomach, Hoatzins have an unusually large crop, folded in two chambers, and a large multi-chambered lower esophagus. Their stomach chamber and gizzard are much smaller than in other birds, but their crop is so large that it displaces the flight muscles and keel of the sternum, making Hoatzins extremely poor flyers. Fermentation in that oversized crop is smelly, giving Hoatzins their nickname, the stink bird. If their digestive system weren't enough to make Hoatzins exceptional, they're famous for the two claws that young birds sport on each wing. These well-developed claws help the awkward youngsters scramble through trees until they get more coordinated. The claws disappear as the young birds mature. In the tropics, most slow-flying birds the size of Hoatzins are endangered thanks to excessive hunting. But Hoatzins have a long-standing reputation for having bad-tasting meat due to the offensive odor of their digestive system. They also benefit from living in such wet habitat. Deforestation in their range occurs mainly in upland forests that can support heavy logging equipment, not the wetlands along the Amazon and its tributaries. So unlike many tropical birds within their range, Hoatzin numbers remain fairly strong. Before this month, I'd seen Hoatzins three times, all in the area around Sacha Lodge in eastern Ecuador along the Rio Napo, all in February 2006. Hoatzins concentrate in the vegetation overhanging rivers, so we saw them only from boats. The huge birds stayed within the foliage, and in the unsteady boats, my only photos turned out to be exceptionally poor. I was extremely hopeful about seeing Hoatzins in Peru, but we didn't get out into any rivers by boat, and were only in Amazonia for one day at the very end of the long dry season. Everywhere we went, the water levels were so low that the shorelines had retreated far from the vegetation. A half hour before sunset on our final day, as we rode in our bus back to our lodge after our final birding spot, our guide explained why we hadn't seen them on this trip. We were, of course, disappointed, but I was still basking in the thrill of having seen a marvelous spatule tail and one species we hadn't expected but that I desperately wanted to see, the Andean cock of the rock. I reminded myself that it wasn't like the Hoatzin would have been a lifer. We were talking about how tricky birder expectations are when one birder glancing out the window saw not just one, but a whole flock of Hoatzins. This was a narrow two-lane road, but our driver managed to turn the bus around and we piled out. And in the subdued lighting, just before our final sunset in Peru, there they were, at least 20 Hoatzins who didn't seem to mind getting their photos taken at all. What a magical way to end the final evening of a magical trip. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.